Morning, y'all. I'm excited to be here on this Soma Sunday. It's a sweet just tradition and regular part of fellowship's rhythm that we get to do this. I wanted just to start by asking a question. Any Kentucky Wildcat fans in the room today? Sorry for you guys. I'm a Kansas fan, personally. It's kind of hard being a Kansas fan in the state of Kentucky, but I think it's just because you guys are jealous that we're better than you. But I love college sports. March Madness is one of my favorite times of the year. I am watching the scoreboards like a hawk, trying to catch every game that I possibly can. And one of the things that I love most about college sports in particular is the teamwork and unity that is needed for a team to succeed. See, individual wins and accomplishments, they're exciting to see, and they're really cool. But the best part about team sports in college is seeing the team unite together around a common goal. Seeing the team develop chemistry year after year. And just like college sports teams thrive and succeed when they come together as a team towards a common goal, so does the church. At Fellowship Church, we are a family of disciples on mission. Togetherness, unity in this body is essential of our identity as a church. The Christian life, it's not designed to be individual, but communal. And that's why we gather together week in and week out, is so that we can live out our identity as the body of Christ. We just looked at that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that we are all members of one body, all to fulfill specific purposes within the church. And each one of us is valuable towards the mission of the church. And so at Fellowship, we all bring individual strengths to the table for one mission, and that is to know Christ and to make him known. And I think another way you could put that is that Fellowship is a church that strengthens one another so that we can be sent out into the world. We see this in Hebrews chapter 10, this passage that Abigail just read for us. In Hebrews 10, we see that the body of Christ, having confidence in him, is a strengthening body. Look with me at some of these verses. In verse 22, the author of Hebrews calls us to draw near with a true heart of full assurance and faith. Followers of Jesus are called to hold fast to the confession of hope without wavering, to stir one another up towards love and good works, to not neglect gathering together, and to encourage one another. And I see all of these things, these five markers of the body of Christ, as a vision that I can get behind for the church. And that's the vision that I want to see for Fellowship Church heading into the future as well, that these things would be true of us. Fellowship, may we draw near to the Lord. May we hold fast in faith. May we continue to gather together to encourage one another and to stir each other up towards love and good works. At Fellowship, we do this through a variety of different structures. Fellowship Kids Ministry, Fellowship Students, our home groups, our 313 groups. All of these different structures, they exist for the purpose of strengthening the body, of growing our resilience, our love for Jesus. You see, Fellowship Kids, it's not merely childcare on Sunday mornings to place your kids in, but it is a foundational ministry of our church that builds young people up with the truths of Jesus. Fellowship Students, it's not just a place where our teens gather to have fun and to go to camp, though it is that. It's more than that. We are shaping the next generation to grow, to become disciples of Christ on mission. That's the function of every ministry at this church. Even going to our tech ministry up in the sound booth, the setup team that comes in early, the communion team that sets up communion each week, our connect team. Each of these ministries serves the purpose of strengthening the body of Fellowship Church. But towards what end? And that's where our vision as a church comes in, is that we are disciples, a family of disciples on mission. We strengthen and encourage one another so that we can send and be sent into our communities around us. We gather not just so that we can be strengthened individually, but so that we can be sent and to make Jesus known to the ends of the earth. That's what it looks like to stir one another up towards love and good works, y'all. Stirring one another up towards love doesn't just mean that we love one another, but it means that we go out and we love those around us too. And love towards our neighbors, it looks like showing them who Jesus is. Love towards those around us, it looks like going to our coworkers, our neighbors, our teammates, our classmates, club members, people on your theater production with you. It looks like being a light to Jesus in even those contexts. You see, we want to be a church that sends members well into the community around us. We're not just gathering so that we can have an exclusive private club here, but so that we can go out and expand the kingdom of God. And sometimes as a church, that looks like being faithful with the season that we're in right now. For some of you, that's gonna look like being faithful as a parent at home with your kids. For some of you, that looks like being a light for Christ in your workplace. And for some of us, that also looks like being sent somewhere else. You see, we don't just want to train up our people to stay here forever, but we want to train them up so that they can be sent wherever God has them. And today, we have an opportunity to send off some of this body to be disciples on mission in a new phase of life. This time of year is a special time for some of our students. It is not just the time where the school year ends, but it's the time where their schooling ends as well, where they graduate. And so I'd love to invite our graduating seniors up onto the stage. We have just some words that we want to share with you to encourage you. So there's two of them, so you guys would join us on stage. That'd be great. So I'd love to introduce you all to the two graduating seniors from Fellowship this year. These two wonderful young women. I just want to speak a word of encouragement about both of them. These two ladies, they are faithful. They love Jesus well. And that's seen through the way that they interact with those around them. At the end of their school year, they both had opportunities to publicly just share about what it looks like to be a faithful disciple of Jesus. Ivy got to speak at her school's baccalaureate. Helen got to speak at her school's chapel. And the clips that you see of them, their love for Christ is so evident in the way that they speak. And so just know that we're proud of you guys and that we are excited to see what the Lord has in store for you going into the future. But I'd love to introduce you guys to these two people. So first off, we have Helen Benzel. Helen's a graduate of Christian Academy here in Louisville, and she plans on studying, it's a long title here, Communication Sciences and Disorders at Grand Canyon University this fall. She's excited to see the new places, opportunities, and relationships that the Lord will use in her life. I also asked both of these people if they have any advice that they would share with the kids and younger students in our congregation. So if you're under 18, listen up. This is for you. Helen said, if there's one piece of advice she could give, it's to seek godly community wherever you are and to always be kind in every circumstance. So great advice, Helen. I love that. Congratulations. Next up, we have Ivy Brunton. Ivy is a graduate of Christian Academy as well, and she also plans on going to Grand Canyon in the fall to study nursing with the hope of becoming a pediatric oncology nurse. That is a sweet, wonderful calling. She's excited to meet other students who will push her towards Christ and for her faith to be challenged in ways that increase her dependence upon God. Ivy's advice for other students is to, you wrote kind of a novel, so I'm kind of paraphrasing it a little bit. So thank you for that. I can share that with everybody publicly later. But some of the best just snippets of it was to grow in reading and studying God's word, to not be discouraged when you have a bad day in doing that as well, to love your parents, and to make godly friends with those in the church body with you. So Ivy, I get behind all of that advice. Thank you so much, and congratulations to both of you. Can we give them a round of applause, y'all? to celebrate the two of you, I have a gift for each of you. The gift is two parts. It's a bit of a tradition at Fellowship that this is the gift that you receive, but it's two parts. Number one is a pocket Bible. My encouragement to you guys is to place this Bible in your backpack, in your car back seat, so you always have a copy with you wherever you go. You never know when you're going to want to crack it out or when someone just needs to hear an encouragement from God's word. I know you can use your phones these days, but having a paper copy is a sweet blessing and a gift as well. And maybe you could give it to somebody as well. Maybe there's somebody in your life that you're like, they can use this. Here's one that you can have. So a copy of God's word. And then a bit of a fun thing, a hammock as well. This hammock is a reminder to you each day to rest. College is a time where you have lots of different opportunities. You have lots of things that are going to fill your calendar and your schedule, even outside of classes. And those are, many of them, good things, but you need time to rest. And so the encouragement with this hammock is that you would use it to rest and that you would rest in the Lord and his kindness and faithfulness to you. So I want to give these to each of you. And then I also just want to invite friends, family of these two up to the front. We're going to spend just a moment praying over these two. You guys can go down front. We'll do it in front there. One last thing that I just want to share. Both Ivy and Helen have been involved in the ministry of the church for a long time. They are examples of what the fruit of discipleship looks like. They are models of what faithful parenting looks like. So Stephen, Amanda, Dean, and Wendy, congratulations to you for raising wonderful, wonderful women who love Jesus. And you all get to be a part of this too. Their discipleship was not just from their parents, but it was from the body of Christ too. And so as we go into the future at Fellowship Church, my challenge to you, be a part of raising up the next generation. It is a gift that you get to be involved in this, not just to them, but to the body as well. So invite friends, family up to pray over them. Father, I'm so grateful for you, for the gift of your son Jesus, and for the gift of this church. Especially, Lord, I'm thankful for the gift of Helen and Ivy to this church body. I'm thankful, Lord, for their love for you. I'm thankful for the ways that their parents have raised them to know you and the ways that this church body has already supported them. Lord, I ask that as we go into the future, that we would continue to support them from afar as best as we can, and that wherever they go, Lord, that they would be able to get plugged into a body who loves them, where they can serve and where they can grow in love for you as well. Help us, Lord, in the remaining few months that we have with them to send them off well. And I pray, Lord, that this church would continue to grow and be a sending church. Lord, we are a family of disciples on mission. And I thank you for allowing us to see these two young people sent off on mission to the world too. We love you, Jesus. We're thankful for them and just ask you to bless them as they head into this next stage of life. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Congratulations.